आचार्य श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपाल गोपेन्द्र श्याम a lot of difficulties. If the chanting is pure, be happy. Yes. Why are you happy?
Because
we are love and see after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because of this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very good. Very good. Yes.
Very nice association.
Very good. Very good. Why should we be happy?
Because our
Acharya is a Prabhupada. Therefore, if Prabhupada... Because our Prabhupada is a happy man, so he's happy. Prabhupada is happy, so he's happy. Yes?
Previously, Maharaj, we used to despite severe austerities and penances, people were only able to reach
Yes, you don't have to go to the forest, you have to go and do dry austerity. There's no facility for that. Even if you go to the forest, you may not get it. Difficult. This is the same easy. Very good.
The best preaching.
Since you're happy, if you're not happy, how can you choose others?
Very good.
Success is guaranteed.
Success is guaranteed. We're expecting success. Yeah. Something we want to put is coming. Very good. Process of perfecting our lives. Very good. Very good. Something else?
Because we want to become happy.
Yes. So we want to be happy. So we're working towards it. So we're happy. Very good.
Yes, sir.
Have the opportunity to join the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu soldiers. Very good. Very good. Yes.
Before, when we were getting mid-level condition, we were not having the name, holy name. But now, before also we used to face problem. Now also we face problem. But now we are having holy name. We can take shelter of that.
Right. And we are taking shelter of the holy name. Instead of taking shelter of Maya, now we are taking shelter of the holy name, Krishna. So we are happy. Very good.
Even for the
higher things. Say hi forever. Very good.
We have an opportunity to make others happy.
Because we are in the process of making others happy. What do you give to others? It will come up to you. So, yes, we're happy. Because we are helping others to become happy. Very good. Nice?
Prasad.
Prasad. Prasad. Very nice. Very good. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, if you are in a jail, if you are in a jail, and when the commissioner of prison comes in, and he said, all of you, I gave you 3 months, be free. How will you feel? How will you feel? That is our situation. Our situation is that we are in prison. And Krishna consciousness is what? A ticket for freedom. So, we have been given chance to become free from prison life. That's Krishna consciousness. No more prison life. So we should be happy. Why not? After this lifetime, I know. So be happy. We have reason to be happy. Because no more material existence. Krishna consciousness puts an end to all material suffering, material existence. That's Krishna consciousness. And we are taken to this process. We are giving our life to this process. And we want to surrender for so many lifetimes. We have been servant of Maya since time immemorial. And this lifetime, we have decided no more Maya. Now it's Krishna. This is what we are trying to do. Taking to Krishna consciousness, giving our life to Krishna consciousness, staying in the ashram is a declaration, no more Maya. Now I'm finished with Maya. It's Krishna. Krishna, I've been avoiding you for such a long time. But by your causeless mercy, I have come to realize that refusing your shelter is nothing but suffering. But now, I'm tired of suffering. So I want to enjoy life now. Life begins when we offer our heads to Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna, Sahaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vinata Swami Tinamane, Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Vachayane, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Asaya. Is the beginning of human life. Before this, we are not human beings. We are simply competing with animals. That is what we consider civilization or enjoyment, struggling to exist. We are simply struggling and exist. Existence is in Krishna when one has given his life to Krishna. That is existence. It's human life. So we are taking to Krishna consciousness and we want to give our life to Krishna. It is a very wonderful life. So for this reason we should be very, very happy. We should be happy that we are no more prisoners of our senses. Now we are fully engaged in our original and eternal occupation. Now we have so many artificial positions. Engineers. We are not. Politicians. We are not. Scientists, we are not. All these are activities. The soul is not in the air. A politician. The soul is eternal servant of Krishna. And our duty is to serve. Material existence means we are refusing to do our duty. So taking to Krishna consciousness is a wonderful activity. Wonderful. Vow that now we have finished with suffering and want to do the right thing. So, in this material world, everything are calculated in two ways, good or bad. Everything, good or bad, positive, negative, low or high, poor and rich. All calculate things in two ways. Similarly, taking to Krishna consciousness, it can be positive side and negative side. Of course, Krishna consciousness is not positive or negative. It is on a transcendental level. But because we are conditioned souls, our activities are considered in two ways, good or bad. Therefore, it is very important to analyze it so we can see. We can see where we belong, or we can decide what we want to be. Either Arjuna or Duryodhana. We can be Duryodhana or we can be Arjuna. We have the choice. We have the choice based on what is the motivation. And the motivation is also based on what is our nature, the nature which we have acquired from the material world. So there's positive and negative situations in everything that we do in this material world. So we are taken to ashram life, we want to stay in the ashram, the Hare Krishna temple in the western, what is this called? Monastery. Here you say ashram, the monastery. In all traditions, either it's Christians or Muslims or Hindus, whatever, there are members who stays in a monastery or in a temple. And there are members who are considered the congregation. They live in the house, but they come to worship. And we have those who are living there. Both of them are members because we are doing the same thing. For like us, keeping for the Gautier principles and chanting sincerely at minimum, it is compulsory for any person who considers himself or herself a member of his company. These principles are universal. Everyone keeps it. So what is the difference? Because in the same principle we are keeping. So what is the difference? There are members who are more committed. There are members who are not fully committed because of social considerations. So someone is married, you have something to do to take care of that. So you may not give 100% of your life in that. But the practices of the movement is followed by everyone. So those who stay in the monastery, there are certain things which are expected of them and certain things which are not expected. Therefore, we have two things, negative and positive. Those who stay in the ashram, in the monastery, there's a different consideration, different approach, different attitude. For example, for those who are staying in the ashram, you are expected to follow certain rules and regulations. You don't have to maintain your independence. Independence means what? I can come to the temple when I want, when I like, because I'm not staying here. I'm staying in the house. So I can come to the temple when I'm free from job. So I can come. You are staying in the temple, you have full engagement. Therefore, I don't have my personal thing to do, except the things which are recommended by the authorities. that I have to do. And I don't have independence to say no to the authority. This service is given to me. I cannot say no. I won't do this service because I want to go see my parent. No, it has to be arranged. We cannot musically do that. It has to be arranged. Planned on time and permitted by the authority. So that positive attitude we have to maintain in the ashram. We cannot introduce our like. Just like if you are working in a company, you are employed. You cannot tell the company what they should do or what you want to do, when you want to do it. If you do that, you are not qualified to be working in that company because the company already has their rules and regulations, their standard of operation. And you have to follow that. Even if you have the same company, for example, this company producing matches, another company producing matches, they don't have the same rules because they don't have the same management. So taking to ashram, we have to maintain a certain standard which is expecting, standard of behavior which is expecting, loyalty. We have to be loyal to the authority. We cannot introduce our desires. So, yes, this temple, we have to attend Mangalarati by 4:30, but I want to come by 5 o'clock. It will not be compatible. So we have to maintain that principle that here, every devotee is expected to attend all programs. Compulsory. It's compulsory. Every devotee staying in the ashram must attain compulsorily all the programs. 4:30 in the morning, everyone is there. Unless if the body is not well, you are sick. That's a different thing. You are taking treatment in the hospital. It's a different thing. But one sleeps in the temple. It is compulsory that you must attend the program. Willingly, not by force. It shouldn't be something that one is forcing you. Because if we live a certain standard which our management have to put a lot of energy to groom us to follow the principle, we are a very great source of distraction. Because the energy which is used for everyone will be spent just for you. And not just because you are such a special devotee that should be given special attention. Because we are a source of distraction, which nobody should do. We shouldn't be a source of distraction. Because that is not the aim of taking to ashram, taking to Krishna consciousness. So the Prabhupada gave a lecture in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 20. So he said, have you come here to disturb Krishna? Or you have come here to serve Krishna? What does that mean? Prabhupada is asking, have you come here to disturb Krishna or you have come here to serve Krishna? It means that some people will not act in such a way that Krishna is enjoying the service which we are rendering. That is not expected in ashram. And for that, in the different traditions, people are going to stay in ashram. They are examined and selected. Not everybody just jump in. They are examined and selected. That this person or persons, they have demonstrated a certain attitude which fit into ashram life. Therefore, you stay here. That qualification is there. Our attitude should correspond to the standard of the movement, which is expected of everyone who says it. This positive attitude that we should maintain
towards the principal, towards the teachings, towards the devotees, towards the system, the management, should develop positive attitude, which is favorable and universal for everybody. In other words, we should examine our activities to see, suppose what I'm going to do, everybody does it. Will it make this movement to expand? Will it be encouraging to other devotees in their Christian consciousness? Will it benefit everybody? Or it is just my own selfish ideas? Ashram life means this. We should carefully examine this before we do anything. What I'm about to do, how will it affect others, positively or negatively? We have to examine that. It's ashram life. We are expected to maintain a high standard of life so that people will get connected to this movement just by looking at our wonderful qualities. So in other words, we're taken to the ashram to be trained so that not only our speech will affect people, our purity, our existence, our adherence to the principles will be a powerful preaching to whoever sees us, whoever hears us. This ashram standard, or the mood we should develop, taking to Christian consciousness. We are all representing, Srila Prabhupada. Either you have a position, you don't have a position, it doesn't matter. Being a devotee, chanting sincerely and following the religious principles, you are representing this movement at any level. We are representing. So we cannot be our independent or do something which we like. Now we have to do what everybody would like, what Prabhupada would like, what Krishna would like, not what I like now. It's ashram life or Krishna conscious life. The things I like may not be beneficial for everybody. Therefore, I have to check to see if that will benefit everyone. In other words, we have to maintain sanity to see that we are thinking positively. Like Srila Prabhupada, his purport was not just written. Srila Prabhupada's purport was carefully examined word for word, sentence by sentence. How will this affect whoever may read my purport? Prabhupada considered this before he wrote everything. He's not just writing to make money, or writing to become a famous writer. It is a service for humanity. It's a service for all living entities. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada considered our situation very carefully before he wrote his purport. So in his purport, you will never find any mistakes or faults, because it was coming from pure platform, pure, fully loaded with the concern, with love, with compassion for living entities. This is the prasadam Prabhupada has given to us. And we who are taking this prasadam have to follow in the same standard to see if we represent the acharyas. That's what it means to take to ashram. A negative way to take to ashram is this movement, there are so many young, nice people in this movement with bright faces. This is very nice. This is social, even in a social platform, this is very, very nice. So let me just join this nice movement. Prasadam is there, accommodation is there, the fun is there, the condition is there, even prestige is there. You can hide also, because I cannot make a living. What I want to make to maintain a life is available in this movement. This is a very good society. Let me just join. Who can have this mentality, it's not wonderful. Or let me just join this movement. It's an international society for Krishna consciousness. So if I join, I become a very nice Pujari. I may get the opportunity to go to America. Yes, I'll go to London. Yes. If I'm walking, I may not have chance to go there. But as an international society, very easy. I can just join now. Maybe after 5 years, 10 years. I'm in America. And many people like that. Many people. They joined the movement, went to the Western countries. They are not practicing Christian consciousness now. Many. And have seen there are many who are even still employed in the temple. And when we look at their consciousness, they are workers, they're not devotees. They don't have the consciousness of a devotee. They have the consciousness of a worker. In Hare Krishna temple, I have seen many from this country, from my country also. I have seen many. I've visited so many temples in the US and other places. Devotees, they are devotees. They join ISKCON and they employ them in the temple as accountant, pujaris. Some are wearing saffron and they are paid pujaris. They are paid pujari wearing saffron. What is the message? They are wearing saffron, but they are getting salary. Is that compatible? Is that compatible with the dress? I'm asking you, is it compatible?
No.
No. How did Baba Gita describe that? A Krishna calls such a person what? Pretender. It's a pretender, it's a thief. So wearing saffron and he walking in the temple as a pujari, getting salary, what is the message? After getting big salary, what will you do with it? Yes, you go outside and get married, then you change the white, you change the saffron to white. It's cheating. This shouldn't be the reason our mentality or the motive for joining ashram. It's not wonderful. It is better to be a street sweeper than to be a charlatan. This is proper word. Charlatan astrologer, charlatan accountant, a charlatan devotee. Devotee also. Wear the dress of a devotee, but our character, our activities, mentality does not fit in with our dress. Our behavior does not correspond with our philosophy. That's cheating. Our behavior should correspond to our dress. It should correspond to our philosophy. As a devotee. And we should take to the ashram for this purpose. If we have this mentality, we will have a wonderful Christian conscious life. Wonderful. Sweet, happy Christian conscious life. If you have the nature that correspond to our philosophy, correspond to our activities, correspond to our dress, our devotional life will be very, very wonderful, very, very sweet. And we are expecting this because there are so many things we can do in this world. And we have been doing them since time immemorial. So why should we give up that to take to Christian consciousness and not being able to follow it as it is? What is the use of that? Better to be straight. Karmi, be karmi. Devotee, be devotee. It saves our time. If one pretend to be a doctor. I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretending to be a doctor. What are the implications in that? We will not be able to treat people, but yes, we will not be able to treat people, yes, but we'll kill them, yes. Yes, we'll kill them because we don't know. We'll kill the people. So if we are not here for pure devotional service and we are here, what we will be doing here? What will we be doing? Our activities, our lifestyle will be a source of discouragement for anyone who wants to take to this movement. Is it not killing also?
Yes.
That's killing. Very dangerous. So yes, what is the implication? Very good. What's the implication?
If you guide them to the doctors completely, by seeing them, people may lose faith on doctors.
People will be completely discouraged. Is it not happening? Is it not happening already? It is happening. So many people don't want to take to Krishna consciousness. Why? There are so many cheaters wearing this dress and having so many disciples under the awards, having illicit connections with their members. In the daytime, they are sadhus. In the nighttime, they are Ravana. Right? Ravana. How did he dress to kidnap Sita Devi? What a coat? Huh? With what? Saffron. Not just saffron? Sannyas. He's a sadhu. But was he a sadhu? So, many people already are discouraged. Many people, not only they are discouraged alone, they are very offensive to the movement. Look, yes. We have not seen your own yet. We don't know what you are going to do. Some people have done this, wearing this. So today you are wearing this. We don't know what they are going to do. They are losing faith because we are misrepresenting the movement. Yes, very good. Yes. The doctors also will lose faith. Another doctor. Because he has made people to have no faith in doctors. Right? So, to be a pretender, a cheater, we are disturbing the genuine practitioners. Those who are really devotees will be blasphemed because there are so many people who are not falling. It's very dangerous. Very good. Yes? What else? What implication of being a fake pretending doctor? All right? Thank you. So what is wrong being a doctor? If you want to be a doctor, what is wrong being a doctor? Anything wrong with that? No. It is save your time. Because if you are not a doctor, somebody, a patient is coming and knock on the door. Maybe the patient has cheated. He's bringing police to arrest me. Fear. Unnecessary anxiety. For not being a genuine devotee, we'll have a lot of difficulties. A genuine devotee will have difficulties. And a cheater also will have difficulties. They are not the same. They are different. A genuine devotee will have difficulties. That is Krishna's mercy. And that person is getting purified and making a lot of advancement. And a cheater is also getting difficulty. That is karma. That is punishment. They are not the same. He's not getting purified, but he's increasing his suffering or her suffering. So it is better to be a doctor. That's all. It is save our time. Similarly, it is better to be a devotee than a pretender. It would discourage so many suffering souls in this world from taking to Krishna consciousness. So the Prabhupada said they are making devotees' duties very difficult. The cheaters and the pretenders are making our duties to Krishna very difficult. Because people are not simply accepting. They have seen so many things that are going wrong in the name of religion, in the name of so-called sadhus. So many irregular things, abominable things are taking place. So, because I'm conditioned, how will I know that you are not a cheater? Another one. How will I know? See, it is a big problem for us to preach Krishna consciousness and save people because there are so many cheaters. Therefore, we should not become another one. We should not add to that list. We should add to which list? Huh? The devotee list. Let us add to the devotee list. We shouldn't add to nonsense list. After all, we have been doing this in stand in memorial. This is not a new thing. And what has been our achievement? Suffering. Nothing else. So, we encourage you and deeply appreciated your desire to take to ashram. We deeply appreciated that and we wish you well, success. If you genuinely follow it, always consider that we are representing Srila Prabhupada. And whatever we do, it will go to him. And our success and failure will depend on how we perform our Krishna conscious duties. Thank you very much. Eight minutes. All right. Any comments or questions before we go? We have a few minutes. Yes. That is good. Good question. Thank you. If we have genuine interest to practice Krishna consciousness, we should not forget, we should never forget that we are in the material world. This material world is not a wonderful place. So, there will be challenges. Please don't forget this. Don't think that I'm going to Hare Krishna temple, enjoy everything simple. Please, if you have this mentality, you will succeed. You will not succeed. You're already a casualty because Maya is going to give you a punch. You'll be able to take it. We should know I am going to a battlefield to fight. So your enemy is waiting there without arms to fight with you? Eh? No. He is standing there with what? Heavy equipment. Maybe more powerful than your own. Right? Maya is not a conditioned soul. You should not forget this. It's a pure devotee. It's a pure devotee, not a conditioned soul. We are conditioned souls, So how can we fire someone who is superior to us? How? We cannot fight someone who is superior to us. She's superior. So we cannot fight her. Therefore, we have to be prayerful. Always taking Satan depending on Krishna. 1857, Bhagavad Gita. 1857? Bhagavad Gita. What did he say? What did 1857 say, Bhagavad Gita? Open it immediately. 1857. Yes. Read it. In all activities, just depend upon Krishna. Work under, always under my protection. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me. And then, yes, I understand. And no more problem. If you depend on Krishna, then there will be no problem. So in this way, Krishna will protect us. The next verse. Become conscious to me, you will overcome some obstacles. Eh? Some obstacles? All obstacles. Right? All.
By my grace.
By Krishna's grace. So that is the second part. Positive and a negative part. So positive part, if you depend on me, being conscious of me, walking this way, you will overcome all obstacles. But if you are not conscious of Krishna, what happened? Become lost. So we should carry this in our head. Then we protect it. So misunderstandings will come. But if we are dependent on Krishna, it will result in our favor. Because we are not always on the same platform. We will be protected if we depend on Krishna. We will be fully protected. Even if we are misunderstood or misjudged, we will not be bereft of Krishna consciousness if we depend on Krishna. It will happen, and it's happening, it will happen. But that is not the end of bhakti. We will be protected, we will be saved. Yes. Yes, complete.
What is, like, Amsa, Maya, and what is Kali also disturbs a lot in between. So what is the difference between Amsa of Maya and Amsa of Kali? Because Maya is a pure devotee, but Kali has some other motivations.
So yes.
What is the difference in
that? It's like you have, how will I put it, president and prime minister, right? The president and the prime minister. The two of them. Kali is a person, Durga is a person. Both of them are the persons that are working together, representing Krishna. Kali is the age, it's a period. But Durga is all existing. Kali is not in Satya, is not in Dwarapa, is not in Treta. But Durga, Maya is in all the ages. Maya is in Satya, is in Treta, is in Dwarapa, and also her own, Kali. So both are two persons working together. Yes.
Anytime it happens, like, we are enthusiastic
Yes.
And we can inspire many others also. And we say that chant and be happy. So, but after some time, fear might come when mind overtakes due to some situations. So just now you told that we have to depend on Krishna. So at that time, we might forget to remember this.
Hmm.
We are forgetting at that time, but
yes.
Later we realize that it is too late. So in that situation, what is surety that we can remember that we have to depend?
Yes. In a time of difficulty, we will forget Krishna principle. Why? Because our Krishna conscious foundation is not strong. Just like when a student is not prepared in the studies, examination period, you won't remember. Right? So if you want to remember all the things the teacher is teaching, you should practice it very nicely. So if we are practicing our Krishna consciousness very nicely and always prayerful, we will always be helped. Krishna will help us to understand, oh, this is a chance for me to prove my Krishna consciousness. Instead of saying, you are causing my problem, you, because of you, I'm having difficulties. We will not see that. We will be very, very humble and pray to Lord Krishna. Krishna, please, you made this arrangement for me. Please teach me the lesson you want me to learn. Let me make progress in my Krishna consciousness. It's a wonderful time to make advancement. A time of challenges. For those who are fully conscious of Krishna, they're practicing very nicely. Difficult times are wonderful times for us to make advancement. If we are not practicing very nicely, difficult times will put us down. And please, let us try to remember that it is coming because our own Krishna conscious foundation is weak. That's why we don't see Krishna at the time of difficulties. If we are practicing very nicely, we are always constantly praying and depending on Krishna. Krishna will help us to remember, this is a chance for you to make advancement. Don't accuse anybody of what is happening. Don't. Be humble and accept the challenges and my message, Christian message. We'll see it like that. So we should try to improve the quality of our sadhana. Very important. So our sadhana is very strong. We will have a very wonderful Christian conscious life. How do we protect ourselves from hypocrisy? We already discussed. If you want to be a doctor, just be a doctor. There's no need to pretend to be a doctor because you are not a doctor. So hypocrites. There are already innumerable hypocrites in material world. So we don't need hypocrites again. We need devotees. Because it will not help us become a devotee. It is not. If we do something which everybody is doing, what is so wonderful about that? You cannot be called a hero. You are a hero only if you do something which is above everybody. So you are distinguished from among everyone. Hypocrites, there are already many. We don't want to be that again, so because it doesn't pay. What pays is to be a devotee. So we should just try to be a genuine devotee. Because to be a devotee, Krishna will be very happy, our child will be very happy, everyone, the whole world will be very happy. They will celebrate our existence with us. And we will celebrate their own existence with them. So it's wonderful to be a genuine devotee. If you want to be a genuine devotee, we should constantly hear why we should be a devotee. Why we should be a genuine devotee? We should constantly hear. And for this, Prabhupada has established a system. We have to hear morning and evening. Let us try to hear it. My observation is that many devotees doesn't hear properly. We joke in the class. We are not so attentive. This is my experience, but many devotees. Sometimes we are too childish. In a class, we're childish. There's a lot of side talks in the class, more than normal. This is not good. We are disrespecting the speaker, we are disrespecting the culture of bhakti. We should hear regularly and attentively. This will make our foundation very weak. And when there is difficulty, when challenges come, we won't be able to have the strength to face it. We'll be blaming everybody for our difficulties. But if we are very attentive in the class, Krishna will always send us everything which we need to become a good devotee. In every class we attend, we must get something. We must get something. And we'll get something, please try to apply it. You should try it, apply it. Go over your notes and apply whatever is there. If you simply take note and don't apply it, it will not work. We must apply. Application, very important. Then we become very strong in our Christian consciousness. All the anarthas, the hypocrisy, malice, grudges, they will go by the potency of sadhana, pure bhakti. They will go. They will go. So let us involve ourselves carefully and scientifically in this process.
Sometimes for encouraging others, we may need to speak something beyond our realization, like during sometimes seminars. But sometimes, one more thing is, even we have difficulties, it was told to us sometimes as an instruction that you make others encourage even you are having difficulties as a part of a service. So, how can, what more we can do so that we don't go into pretending zone?
Yes, I have seen in this country today, we are teaching people, we are giving people information. Information means what? What we are giving to people, we don't have it ourselves. So if you go to the net, you can get so many things and have a seminar. But he himself doesn't have it. These are informations. Information means that they would not transform any person because there is no potency in it. This is what we do. I like something that comes from ourselves, our experience. This is what I like. I want a seminar that is coming from the person, not information the person gathered from here and there. Something that the person is already having. If our child did like this, do you think any person will become a devotee? Huh? Sudha Goswami was told by the sages and Namasharaya, give us your experience. They didn't tell him, teach us what their teacher has taught you. They didn't say that. They didn't tell him, teach us what your teacher has taught you. They didn't say that. They said, teach us your experience from what your teachers have taught you. Give us your own experience. And that is Bhagavad Gita. This is our system. So if we are giving people what we have been given and we have realized it, it's more effective. It will purify because it's powerful. So we should do like this. Then also that applies to for giving class. Some years ago, even till today, I don't like to give class. I don't like. I am doing it because I've been asked to do. So I'm doing like, okay, it's a service, an authority has me to do this, I'm doing. On my own, I don't like to give class. Because I am feeling that I don't have it. So I should wait and get something. Become pure, then you can preach. So my Gurudev chastised me. That is not our system. That's why I'm doing this. So, our system is just repeat what our charas has given. Just repeat it as it is. Then gradually we will become purified by that because now we are doing service. So if we are doing this service with the mood, okay, this is a service, I have to do it so that I also become purified. In other words, when we are giving class, we should know that I am speaking to myself. Everything I'm speaking, it is to myself. So I should try myself to follow what I'm teaching. We become purified. This is our principle. This is our culture. So for that, I'm sitting and watching. Otherwise, I will hide myself and listen and hear. So if you apply this, we are falling, people will benefit. We will also benefit. When we practice it ourselves, then it will become part of us. That is what we should give to people, our experience in our Krishna conscious practice. It's more effective and powerful. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.